The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. The ACLU, this is a very important story. It's important, but a lot of people don't act like 21st century slavery and human trafficking is of importance to them, but it should be. Boca Raton's GEO Group, this comes to you from MiamiNewTimes.com. This is MiamiNewTimes.com. And they have reported that Boca Raton, they're talking about the city, Boca Raton of Florida. That's also where the GEO Group is headquartered and its CEO, George Zoli, lives. Okay, so GEO Group is one of the most powerful private prison companies in America and a major player in state and federal politics. GEO throws campaign money at Florida lawmakers from both parties. Senators Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson, Governor Rick Scott, Representatives Carlos Curbelo and Mario Diaz-Balart, and the majority of the Florida legislature have taken thousands from GEO despite constant complaints from progressives and human rights activists who say the company profits from destroying the lives of others. And how are they destroying those lives? Through slavery. Call it slavery. Figure it out. Just read the 13th Amendment. It will point you in the right direction. Slavery. They're profiting off of slavery. They're actually facing a lawsuit by immigrants. Let me see. We got some audio trying to start up. That's not cool. All right. But the GEO Group is actually facing a lawsuit that I have reported on in the past involving these inmates or these detainees, because they haven't been convicted of crimes, but these detainees filed a lawsuit. They found a federal law against slavery. I tell you, man, there are tens of thousands, possibly, I know it's thousands, of laws on the books, especially if you bring in local penal codes, and then you got federal laws. It's impossible for men and women and children to live without breaking a law. Some obscure law that's on the books that a lot of people may not even realize is on the books. All right. So, but these detainees found a law against slavery and they filed a class action lawsuit charging the GEO Group with slavery. And, I haven't heard a lot about that case recently, so I will be trying to obtain some more information about it. But it is my opinion that they will lose, possibly, because slavery was never abolished. The supreme law of the land, the 13th Amendment, says that slavery can be used as a punishment for crime. So, but then they haven't been charged with crimes. They haven't been charged with crimes. See, crossing the border without documentation isn't a crime. It's a violation of a civil code. It's not a criminal penalty attached to that. All right. So they may have something there that, hey, 13th Amendment says slavery is as punishment for crime. You haven't convicted us of a crime, but yet you're using us as slave labor to run your prisons and you make money for your investors who depend on my body being in your facility. Again, GEO Group traded on Wall Street, like slavery has always been a Wall Street industry. So they may have something there. I will, again, try to get some more information to follow that up. But now, according to the ACLU, ICE agents at GEO's 1,500-bed Colorado detention center are retaliating against Iraqi nationals who have joined an ACL class action lawsuit to stop the U.S. from deporting them. The ACLU says employees at the GEO facilities are denying Iraqis food, water, and the restroom to intentionally make their lives a living hell. So it writes that the Trump administration agreed to take Iraq off its list of countries covered under the so-called Muslim ban if Iraq agreed to accept its ICE deportees. So we're getting into several different issues here. You can argue immigration law all day long, but there is nothing that you can tell me that justifies holding people food, withholding food, water, and access to the restrooms. These people have human rights. The GEO group isn't humane. It's not treating people humanely. But since when has slavery ever been humane? This is disgusting. This is a very disgusting. So, you know, I talked about former sheriff, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. See, he ran off while that jail is being investigated. Several of the deputies for killing a man for doing by how? How did they kill that man? By withholding water for days. This man was begging other detainees in the jail were begging for this man. Give this man some water. And then this man dies. This happened over a period of 7 days. Why isn't David Clark facing charges? Why is only the deputies facing charges? I bring this up to point out to you that this treatment of these Iraqi nationals is not an anomaly. It's not anything that hasn't been happening to American citizens as well as undocumented immigrants. This has been going on for hundreds of years. Very disgusting. And this is why I don't put a whole lot of weight behind the United Nations. They come here, they take testimony, they've done their little investigations. It wasn't highly publicized. And they called the United States out for human rights violations. But where are the sanctions? Y'all so quick to sanction some country that the United States says it needs to attack, like Libya, like Iraq, like, and y'all so quick to sanction. Where are the sanctions on the United States, world community, United Nations? So we hear these Americans here, certain segment of Americans here who love to hate on the United Nations, threatening to defund it, and just don't have a high opinion of the United Nations. Well, guess what? I don't have a high opinion of them either, but it's for different reasons. Y'all angry because the United Nations will every once in a while condemn the United States. But those words, no actions really follow those words. You can speak all the words you want to. If there's no action behind those words, if those words are not conveying that you're about to take some action, then you might as well keep your words. So the GEO group is involved in a human rights crime with complicity from the United States government. That's the country you live in. That's where we live. This is the so-called beacon of freedom they like to tell us about. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization, Black Talk Media Project, in support of its efforts to elevate independent black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots black media.